T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Tracy Mauser, Director of Development, and Danette McCarnes, Danny McCarnes. She's the Executive Director, and they are both with the organization Peppermint Ridge. Thank you for joining me today, ladies. Appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Now, of course, Danny, you've been here before, but many of our listeners may not know anything about your organization. First of all, why don't you tell us, what is Peppermint Ridge?
Well, Peppermint Ridge is in Corona. We have 100 homes that serve. We don't have 100 homes. We have 11 homes in Corona that serves individuals with developmental disabilities. We also do coaching for individuals that are living in their own homes. We've been around since 1959, started by a family, the Jeffreys, who wanted a better place for their son. And from that, we've grown to the organization we are today, serving individuals with developmental disabilities.
Now, you are the executive director. What does that entail?
Oh, that entails a lot. As executive director, I'm responsible for the oversight of our services for our individuals with developmental disabilities. We have staff that work directly with the individuals in each of the homes. We have staff that are providing activities. We have staff that are maintaining the homes. We have the responsibility of the care, maintenance, and upkeep of those homes as well. I work with the community. I work with the board of directors and the individuals that live at Peppermint Ridge. My job, in essence, is to make sure that the people that live at Peppermint Ridge are happy, healthy, and safe.
Great. Now, Tracy, you are the Director of Development. What does that entail?
That basically entails bringing money in the door that is not funded by the state. We get approximately 85% of our funding from state service fees, and the remaining 15%, which equals about close to $750 to $1 million, we need to bring in through grants, activities, individual contributions, and just events.
So you're kind of in charge of the fundraising events?
Absolutely.
How do residents find their way to Peppermint Ridge?
Primarily, if an individual has a developmental disability, they can belong to a regional center. Our regional center is Inland Regional Center. They vendor all of our homes. And if an individual is looking for a place to live and we have an opening, they can work through the regional center for those placements. So to give you an example of some of the people that live at Peppermint Ridge and how they got there, we've got Greg. If you go on our website, you'll see that Greg's our spokesperson that's on our flyers for our matching campaign. Greg's been with us since he's been about 18 years old. His mother heard about Peppermint Ridge after she shortly moved into the area, and she found that Greg, who was born with Down syndrome, was getting bored with going shopping with his sisters all the time. He wanted to do something else. He wanted a different type of life. So they toured the Ridge, and Greg basically fell in love with it. He is in his 40s. He is the sheriff of Peppermint Ridge. He wears a badge. Just recently, he toured Corona Police Department and had a great time. You'll see him in some of the pictures for the matching campaign, growing our campaign. He's also into our gardening. He gardens and he does yoga and he's in CrossFit. He has absolutely blossomed, excuse the pun there, with his time here at Peppermint Ridge. Greg is just a wonderful person.
Now, is Peppermint Ridge unique or different from other places that serve adults with disabilities?
Well, I would say it's unique because it's Peppermint Ridge and because I work there. I think that Peppermint Ridge is unique in the sense that, besides the fact that our mission is to provide loving homes, we are making sure that we are realizing, helping people realize their dreams, that we have a full life for them, that they are able to pursue what they'd like to do, whether not only work-wise, but also looking at things of if they just want to get fit. We have a program with a community organization called CrossFit, where people are getting healthy, or if it's to be able to learn how to order from a menu at a restaurant, or to draw, or to plant and grow vegetables. So the variety of activities that we provide, I think, is extremely unique. This is something that's not funded by the state. The activities that we provide and the parties and just the quality of life that we have, I think, is something very, very special.
Tracy, tell us about the $100,000 match campaign.
We were very fortunate that a longtime donor said that she would fund dollar for dollar up to $100,000 any gift that was given between October and December 31st. So right now we have raised to date a little bit over $10,000 with about $25,000 promised. But as you can see, we have a long way to go between now and December 31st in order to reach that $100,000 match.
Now, how do people donate?
They can donate through the website. They can call us and do a credit card payment over the phone. There are a variety of ways that they can donate. The easiest way is probably through our Peppermint Ridge website, and that would be www.peppermintridge.org.
So the $100,000 match campaign is going on right now, and when does it end again?
It ends December 31st. Anything that we raise between now and December 31st, up to $100,000 will be matched.
How does the match campaign help Peppermint Ridge?
Basically, what we're looking for with those funds is to fund a variety of things, but particularly this year, our major focus is disaster preparedness and also raising money to support the new activity center, which will double the size of the activity area that we have available to our residents who live with us to do a variety of activities, anywhere from yoga to drumming to any kind of art activities.
So that money helps fund those various programs.
Yes.
Okay, now what about Mission Possible? That's another event. What is Mission Possible?
Mission Possible is our event that is in, the date is February 3rd, and it is a dinner and auction where people can come and have the opportunity to bid on the things that they enjoy. There will be a live auction, a silent auction, and also performances by the Ridgers. And also we are honoring a community company that has been very instrumental in promoting the mission of Peppermint Ridge, Downs Energy and Fuel the Cause. They also will be honored as our community partner this year.
And what is the purpose of Mission Possible? Why do you host it?
It is basically a fundraiser to support the mission of the Ridge so that we can continue to serve the residents who are entrusted to our care.
So it's one of your many fundraisers.
Yes, we have one, and that's the one that we have in February. And then we also have our Love Run, our Run the River for the Ridge, which is our 5K and half marathon that is in September.
Right, you weren't in here, but Danny was in here for the Run the Ridge event to promote that a little bit. How did that turn out, by the way?
Oh, it was wonderful. We appreciated K-Frog being speaking up for us and getting the word out about the run. It was very successful. We had a lot of good participants. It's early in the morning. It's a great run. And we do hope that we'll see lots of people out there next year.
Okay, what is your goal for the Mission Possible event?
The goal for that event, the financial goal is to raise about $70,000 to promote and continue to serve the residents that are entrusted to our care. The other goal always is to have an opportunity for people to learn about the Ridge who may not be as familiar with the kind of services that we do day in and day out and the way that we serve people with disabilities in our community.
Where does it take place?
It will be held at Green River Golf Course in Corona, right off the 91 freeway.
How can people attend this event?
Right now, they can go onto our website, www.peppermintridge.org, and they can either purchase a ticket, purchase a table, or they could also sponsor the event at dollar amounts from $1,000 to $5,000.
How can the community get involved and help Peppermint Ridge?
Oh, we always have a variety of things that we can do as far as using volunteers to celebrate our monthly birthday parties, to work in the homes with the residents. We always need volunteers.
Right. The volunteers, that was going to be my next question. So how can people become volunteers?
All they would need to do is just contact us at Peppermint Ridge. Just call the main line, which is 951-273-7320, and ask to speak with our volunteer coordinator. Her name is Samantha. There, as Tracy was saying, there's lots of opportunities. We are looking for teachers. We're looking for people that are interested in teaching or assisting in activities and classes in the evenings from 6:30 to 7:30. You know, we are working on helping people learn how to read a menu so that they can go into a restaurant and order from a menu themselves. We're looking for people that can help people express themselves through their artwork and their music, or people that can help us with folks with yoga and more physical type of activities, gardening. I would love to find someone who has some gardening experience that could help our gardens grow. We have the land to do the gardens. We would love to have fresh vegetables and fresh fruit on the tables. I just am looking for that person who has a passion for that and a passion working for people with developmental disabilities that are so interested in learning and taking part in an activity like that. There are multiple of examples of those types of things that are available for any volunteer.
Great. Now let's reiterate a little bit. Tell us once again about the $100,000 match campaign. It is going on now.
It is going on now until December 31st. Anything that we raise dollar for dollar will be matched by a donor up to $100,000. But we don't have to stop at $100,000. We can exceed that, and that is our goal this year, to exceed that, because we will use the money wisely and use the money to serve the residents who live with us day in and day out.
And what about Mission Possible?
Mission Possible is our annual event that includes an auction, a dinner, honoring some people in the community who help promote our mission. And it's just a great way to support Peppermint Ridge, either by purchasing a table, by sponsoring, or making a donation if you cannot attend that evening.
Okay, when is Mission Possible?
It is Saturday, February 3rd, 2018.
And where will it be held?
It is at Green River Golf Course. Right off the 91 freeway.
And one of the things about it is we have that event on the night before the Super Bowl. So you can go to the event, have a good time, and not feel guilty about putting your feet up the next day to watch the Super Bowl. And it's before Valentine's Day, so there'll be lots of opportunities to find some nice items for Valentine's Day.
Great. Is there anything you'd like to add, ladies, before we close?
Again, thank you for your support for us and giving us a voice here. Peppermint Ridge is a unique place that provides services for people with developmental disabilities. What we do is everything we do goes back to the individuals. We work for the individuals that live at Peppermint Ridge, and there's some awesome people that really do appreciate the supports the community gives us. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the work that you do at Peppermint Ridge as well. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.